1,500 school kids are returning to classes today in West Texas, nearly a week after that massive fertilizer plant explosion ripped through an apartment complex, collapsed a nursing home, and severely damaged neighborhoods and schools, killing 14 people, injuring 200. Some residents today are also being allowed back into town to inspect their homes as investigators climb into the crater created at the epicenter of the blast to try to figure out what caused the explosion, one of the worst industrial accidents in U.S. history. Reporter Terrence Henry is covering the story for KUT Radio and State Impact Texas in Austin. He joins us on the line from KUT Studios. Terrence, kids going back to school, but do they have schools to go back to?
Well, the elementary school in West is open, and students will be returning there from elementary school. The intermediate school, however, which is right next to this fertilizer plant, appears to be pretty much destroyed. The side of the building is leaning over. All the windows are blown out. The high school is also in that area of extreme damage. So what's happening with grades 7 and up are going to be bused to a nearby high school in Waco, about 20 minutes south. They'll have school supplies there waiting for them, and there will also be grief counseling available. And they're likely to finish out the school year in that way.
Yeah, thank goodness this didn't happen when school was in session. I mean, we're hearing the damage so bad, some of those other schools might have to be raised.
It certainly seems quite possible if you look at the photos.
Yeah.
This blast, it really closed off about half of the town.
Yeah. Well, residents are now being allowed to go back into homes depending on the zone. West Texas divided into zones. Zones 1 and 2 can go back. Tell us more. Are people completely being kept from other zones?
There is one area that's still completely closed off that's closest to the blast. It's about 15 blocks. 15-block area. There have been some access for reporters there to take photos. And what you see is just extreme destruction, an apartment building that has been completely destroyed. I talked to one individual in West whose grandchildren were actually in that apartment building at the time, and the older one dragged the younger grandchild out. They are okay. There's a very strict curfew for the residents that are going back into the areas that are open now. From 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., they either have to be in their homes or they have to be out of the area. It's only open to residents 18 and over. There's no water, and there's little electricity and gas.
Yeah, quite something. When we saw church services held outdoors, and of course they're burying so many of their own. So far, authorities saying they don't believe there was criminal involvement, but federal officials, the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, all involved. And, you know, questions about the inspections of this plant. So just give us a little moment there. Is there any question still of criminal involvement?
Well, they say so far no signs of criminal activity. It's all kind of preliminary at this point. They say their priority is to look into the line of duty death investigation. So that would be the firefighters and first responders that were killed in this blast. There's been questions coming up in recent days over the regulatory history of this plant. It fell under regulation by different agencies. We got records from the Texas State Agency saying they had 270 tons of ammonium nitrate at the site, as much as that over the last year anyways. That's a very large amount of this potentially explosive material.
Yeah.
I suspect as time goes on, we'll learn more, obviously. But the scenes from there are quite grisly. The first responders that I talked to in West said that it looks like a war zone.
Yeah, and how are people doing in the minute we have, two brothers killed, this sense of people, again, running toward the problem and then killed? How are people doing?
Well, this is a very tight-knit community. It's a very strong community. I think, you're seeing people really reach out to each other and help out each other. At the same time, it's very devastating. They lost a huge part of their community and their firefighting force. There will be a service on Thursday at 2 p.m. at Baylor University in Waco for those fallen firefighters and first responders.
Yeah. Terrence Henry, covering the West Texas fertilizer plant explosion for KUT Radio in Austin, joined us from their studios. Terrence, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a brief break. When we come back, we'll open a couple reporters' notebooks here and now.